kind of see that one go tonight.
Yeah, we were skating right. I thought maybe even more consistently than in the last maybe two games right through the game. I thought that we skated really well in the third period, really good gap control and kind of made improvements on the play after the 2-1 goal and many. So I liked our game start to finish. It was a hard-fought game. There was lots of emotion on the ice, so it's good.
You like how your team kind of dealt with the adversity after being up 3-2 or 3-0?
Yeah, you know what, though? I didn't think that the game changed. I didn't think, it's 3-0. If we play our game, it shouldn't finish 9-0. You know, we were good, and they had a little bit of a pushback, but I still like where we're at straight through.
Patrick was tough on himself this morning. How did you see him kind of?
Yeah, we're sending him to the moose. He's got to get his confidence back. Easier, so much easier to deal with a young man that's, overly negative, but has a more critical view of his game than a guy that thinks he's playing great no matter what happens with Patty. He's got a high standard. I wasn't concerned or surprised to hear him say it, but I also knew he would work hard to fight his way out of it. He thinks he can score every time he touches the puck, and we love that about him, and he's hard on himself, and Nick Ehlers would be the same, you know, very critical of their game, so... good that he had the kind of game he did today. He scored a goal, that's fine, but his play was just really good tonight. He was hard on pucks, physical. So when he gets back from the moose, he'll be really good.
Paul, Dallas came in, I think, the number two penalty kill in the league, and to get two really early in the game like that, doing anything different structurally, or is this just a matter of finally maybe coming together?
I think we've had some nights where our power play has been better than it felt. Just quicker. You know, I think what's true of the power play game is true of our 5-on-5 game. We're skating pretty good right now. We're playing a faster game, and you see it on the penalty kill as well. Fortunately, we didn't have to look at that tonight. Those were the two really important events, and one of them is a non-event. We stayed out of the box the whole night, played a really disciplined, smart game, and their power play is so lethal that we needed to do that, and we played quick on our power play.
Yeah, what does that say about your team? You can play a very physical game like this, but not give them a single power play.
We'd gotten in the box a little bit recently, and some of it we deserved, and some of it I thought was some tight calls. But I think our original positioning was good tonight. It helped us.
Ken Hitchcock this morning described you guys as playing like a pack of wolves. Do you like that description of your team, and do you see some merit to that?
Yeah, I think so. All different kinds of descriptions. For us, we think we're playing fast. We're playing quick. Whether we move, we have the puck. We're trying to play a faster game with the puck. And to play, it all comes off when you play Pittsburgh twice and Columbus. And many, they put up some numbers. You have to play quickly without the puck, too, and we're getting better at it.
You appeared to make it 4-1 there on Tanev's goal. Shifley's skate, I guess, getting tangled up in the blue paint with a stick of the goalie. What do you think of the call?
Well, it'd be two things that I would say. One is I'm allowed to say I don't even know if I'm allowed to use that word. I disagree with the call, and I have absolutely no idea why it wasn't a goal. Absolutely not.
Skate in blue paint and get tangled with a stick.
Skate wouldn't have been in the blue paint, and the stick where the goalie puts the stick is not on mark. If you're going to put it in front of mark, then it's going to be hard for you to get across the crease. That's a goal all day long in my mind.
Potential kind of game turner gives them some life, and sure enough, they scored later. How did you feel your team handled all that?
The same way we did in many. You know, that was a big goal they took back from us in many, too. We handled that pretty well. I think... You know, it comes back to the puck drops, and the next shift should look like the one just before it, and we've been pretty good with that.
Even though they scored one.
Yeah, our best period in a lot of ways was our third. You know, we had a couple of really high-end chances. They're really pressing, but we did a pretty good job of controlling what we gave up in that third. I liked our third best of all.
Thought on Brendan Lemieux's game?
You know, good and physical. Like, there's some things that he does that we can use, and... Every day that he spends here, he's learning more and more about his routes. And for all young players, there's a lot to learn about the routes. It's whether it's fair or not, young players in that grinding role get held to a slightly different standard, they have to be right on their routes because they're not going to put 36 in like Patty. So that's the real challenge for him. He's getting better. He's got a really good mentor there with Matt Hendricks. So we like what he's done.
He's got a history of maybe some temper and, you know, losing control, but he showed some real restraint there when Bishop gave him the glove.
I haven't. Temper is a good thing in the NHL, and like you said, as long as it's handled and controlled, it's an asset to have somebody that plays on the edge like that. Matt plays the same kind of game. You know, he plays that hard, edgy game. Learning to control it is a must, and I haven't had any issues with that with his play.
You mentioned gap control in your first answer. Ken Hitchcock said he thinks that's the biggest difference he sees in your team from last year to this year. That gap is just crazy tight. How big of a priority was that? And I know at the beginning of the year you said this team's going to need to learn defense before it goes anywhere. How big of a role is that playing in how you're playing right now?
It's a real important thing, but it's all confidence, right? And I'm not talking about feeling good with the puck. For our defense to gap up and have the right kind of gap, and we talk about it an awful lot, our forwards have to do an awful lot of work for that to happen, and they have to be in the same spots every time, and they have to have the back pressure that makes it valuable, or your defense aren't going to do it. If there's too much ice between the guy they're checking and the people in behind, they're not going to stand up, and you give up more ice. So we're still learning how to do it. You know, it's we weren't great at it for 10 minutes in Mini, and we gave up a lot of opportunities there, but we got a little better at it tonight, and that's what this year is all about, is building the confidence in the defensive part of the game.